stories of economic growth, job creation, and business success from across the 11-county community of Northern Delaware, Southern New Jersey, and Southeastern Pennsylvania. Now, here's Matt Gabry.
So it's sort of hard to believe that at this point of producing our Growing Greater podcast, we've interviewed over 200 business leaders from diverse industries and backgrounds, and most of them, if not all, have a common bond. They have all experienced growth, whether measured in personal development, professional advancement, or financial success. And on this episode, we dive deep with a global leader in the technology and innovation space. It's Comcast Business. We connected with Bill Stemper. He leads and actually helped to establish the Comcast Business operation, and with Mike Loudon. Mike oversees the Comcast Business unit in what is referred to as the Freedom Region. That's right here in the Greater Philadelphia region. And they both shared with us how this targeted business function has helped other businesses to grow. From modest beginnings back in 1963, Comcast today is a leading technology, entertainment, and content provider company that is continuing to evolve. Under Bill Stemper's guidance and leadership, the Comcast business unit began to take shape back in 2007. And today, the team at this national operation is focused on helping businesses of all sizes and from all different industries, you know, from mom and pop shops in small towns to Fortune 100 companies across major metropolitan communities. The Comcast business unit, they are helping these folks to deliver on their goals by providing an unmatched, reliable telecommunications network. We begin our conversation about the success of the Comcast business unit by asking Bill about his personal and professional journey, just how he found himself leading one of the fastest growing units within one of the country's most creative, innovative, and admired companies, Comcast.
So coming out of school, I went to work for AT&T. And at that time, they were really the biggest and even the monopoly of telecommunications. And I always worked with business customers. I look back and feel fortunate that the various jobs I had there through the decades, both where we moved to and experienced, were always very close to the customer, whether it be on the technology and operation side, close to where the action is, whether it be on the sales or product side, close to where competitors and why businesses buy.
Yeah.
Really getting, you know, as I like to say, dirty fingernails, understanding what's real.
Yeah.
And that evolved, and, you know, years after, while doing that, I went to Cox Communications, a great cable operator out of Atlanta, smaller than Comcast, but who was very active in really getting into serving business customers.
Yeah.
And we were very successful there, learned a lot, developed a lot. And then Comcast, you know, determined strategically they were ready to start to do this because they were doing so many other exciting things with the acquisition of AT&T Broadband, getting into residential phone service.
Yep.
So as kind of the timing developed, I came to work at Comcast to bring, you know, some of the capabilities here.
So you're sitting down in Atlanta, and the folks at Comcast are really smart. And back in 2006 or so,
yes,
your phone rings because they knew to go after the best in the business. And they reached out to you and said, hey, Bill, how about you come up to Philadelphia and help us build out this new business that we're creating? Fair?
It's pretty much the way it went.
Yeah.
You must have been next to me.
That's great. So I want to dive into something real quick, Bill, if you don't mind me getting nuanced like this, because I know you were a kid from Milwaukee and you went to Marquette. If you could share with us, what was your major? And the reason I'm asking this is, did you think to yourself as you're navigating through Marquette that you're going to work at AT&T or you're going to work in the telecommunications industry? Did you have that kind of visionary approach, or were you just thinking, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do?
Well, it's interesting. It's sort of an atypical answer. So I graduated with an engineering degree.
Okay.
But it was about sophomore year, I kind of had this cold, stark realization. There's no way I felt that I had the personality or the smarts to really be an engineer in life. But not giving up on math and science and problem solving and things like that, I said, well, let me parlay that and see about, you know, maybe one day getting into management and leading, you know, complex problems and things of that sort. And things broke that way, and AT&T was the place where I started. And week after graduating, I was in downtown Chicago managing 35 technicians in the largest data operations center AT&T had in the world.
Nice.
And that was my beginnings of supervising people and just great opportunity one after another.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And there's a young person listening right now who's a sophomore in college as an engineer. And I know they're going to want to know, how did you score that job at AT&T? Did you stumble upon it? Did you answer an ad in the school bulletin board? Or, you know, did your neighbor work there?
No, it was, you know, kind of classic in those days, seeing what was out there. You didn't have any of the online tools you had today, so you're responding to ads, you're responding to places where they're coming and looking for folks, you know, job fairs and things of that sort.
Yeah.
And it just was crazy luck the way it worked out.
That's great.
But what I always like to say to young people in engineering is it's an unbelievably great education. You can do so many things with it. And if you are inclined, you're never going to regret the hard work and coming out with that degree.
Totally. It's that strategic thinking that the engineering kind of curriculum forces you to develop if you don't have it naturally, which I suspect most engineers do, which is why they're drawn to that. But to your point, sometimes you realize that, maybe this isn't the right path for me, but I still like all this strategic thinking, and how can I utilize it in a different way?
Exactly.
Speaking of strategic thinking, I want to bring into our conversation your colleague, Mike Loudon, who for the past 13 years has been regional vice president with the Freedom region of Comcast Business. Maybe he hasn't always been the regional vice president, but he's been part of the shop for
Absolutely.
The last 13 years. Mike, thanks for joining us, and tell us a little bit about your background. How did you evolve to where you are today with Comcast and being part of the Freedom region?
Thank you, Matt. So excited to be here. And really, when you look at my background, I spent time at two organizations my entire career, coming up on 30 years total. First half of my career was spent at Verizon, you know, starting out in a call center as a sales rep and then jumping into sales management and a national sales manager and really understanding the technology over there, which set the table for a great opportunity when I started hearing about Comcast Business and what they were doing in 2006, starting up a similar business unit. And knowing that Comcast Business, headquartered in the great city of Philadelphia, would give me an opportunity to grow my career, I inquired about it and saw a great opportunity in the Freedom region, which I jumped on, and we started to build up that small business organization. And that led to the formation of our mid-market team, which serves our mid-sized to enterprise-sized customers. And fast forward a few years later, now we're servicing the Fortune 1000 customers. So I've had several positions, and most recently, regional vice president of the Freedom region, where I'm responsible for all business customers, large and small, in the city of Philadelphia, surrounding suburbs, state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware. So having been a lifelong resident and knowing the ins and outs of what this community is all about, it's really lent itself to a positive experience and being part of such a growth engine that's Comcast Business.
I can totally appreciate that, Mike, especially when you come to an organization with some experience, and you're coming up just over 25 years of experience yep. now in the industry. You've seen it all. You've seen a lot of different things that have presented themselves, and you've had to react and come up with those solutions. And today, with the technology that the Comcast Business team is able to produce, it's really amazing that you've been able to navigate this throughout your entire career.
So I'm fortunate to have grown up in the industry where we've got T1 circuits back in the day and spending you know, hundreds of dollars for those circuits, and the bandwidth wasn't there. And now we're here, fast forward 15, 20 years later, where Comcast Business is providing coax and fiber services that can grow to 100 gig. And the applications that drive on those circuits day in and day out are really impressive. So we can solve a lot of business problems with a lot of the solutions that we provide. And from growing up, from my days of Verizon to here, the transformation has been incredible.
And what I don't want to get lost, generally speaking, is all the success that Comcast Business is seeing really translates and is tangible in the example of the small businesses that are benefiting and able to grow in such a successful and, frankly, reliable way thanks to your team's technology.
Yeah, absolutely. So providing that service, providing additional solutions that they may need, whether it's backup, whether it's a Wi-Fi for their guest services or other services for their locations, we can really solve the needs of businesses, large or small.
So I want to shift gears a little bit. I want to dive into the nuance. And some of this may sound a little obvious, but Bill, if you could share with us, you're at a backyard barbecue and someone comes up to you and you start chatting and they learn that you work for Comcast Business. How do you describe for them, what does Comcast Business actually do?
Yeah, kind of getting to the quick. The first thing you say is, you know, we basically compete directly with Verizon, AT&T, with telecommunication services into a business.
Yeah.
A business of all sizes. So we all know today how important the speed of the internet is and what that does for everything that's inside that business. So we bring that, as well as, you know, phone service. Of course, we have TV, as it makes sense. But we have so many other services around Wi-Fi and security and things of that sort. And that, you know, we are the new player, the newcomer, you know, launched in 2007. We have no legacy of old technology. And they start to ask, you know, about more things. And when they realize the fiber optic footprint that we have across the United States and the coax that comes off of that, we all know that, of course, into our homes, but now also into businesses.
Yep.
That natural resource that's been in the works for over 50 years is incredibly powerful in our ability to serve businesses of one location or thousands of locations.
Right. That's great. I know you've referenced a couple other service providers, but there is, as I mentioned earlier in our conversation, there is this competitive advantage. And my sense is Comcast does have this suite of solutions that really stand out. And the impact, the proof of that is really in the business growth that you're seeing, not just with your shop, but with the businesses that are relying on the services you're providing. And I was hoping you could talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. I mean, small businesses and business startups are the backbone of this country.
Yeah.
I don't think I have to say anything more. We all violently agree. So how you equip them at that get-go and how you get to understand them and appreciate, you know, the many things they're juggling. And so our ability to be able to reach them with an affordable internet service that gives them speeds to do their business that are many times faster and multiple cheaper than they might have gotten from a competitor is a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's that type of thing. And if you can serve them as they start and they're young, you'll grow with them for decades and forever, let alone we can serve a business that really of any size.
Yeah. Mike, I want to shift to you, and I hope I'm not putting you on the spot by asking you this question. You know, you guys service a lot of different customers,
yeah,
and they probably come to you with a lot of different challenges. And they may not even know that they have these challenges until they engage you in some conversation to say, this is where I'm trying to get to. How do I do that? If you can, share with us some of the common challenges that you see a business will often be facing, and how do you guys come up with some sort of solution or options for them?
So I think, you know, it starts with connectivity and being able to provide bandwidth that, you know, will run the applications that run their business. So always worried about, hey, do we have enough speed? Do we have enough connectivity to get to all the locations that we have? I think we're in a fast-paced mobile world, and being able to provide them services that they can utilize, whether in the office or outside of the office. So mm-hmm. being able to take those features and functionality with them, whether they head home or go to another office or go to their son's soccer game, really having seamless technology to be able to offer them. So again, security is another piece of the pie there. When you talk about providing that bandwidth, is it going to be secure? Is it going to be reliable? Because a lot of times we talk to our customers and prospects about, hey, what's driving the decision to look at Comcast Business? And it may be reliability, it may be cost, it may be more functionality and flexibility. And I think all of those are in the conversation, and really giving them the visibility into their network to say, hey, you know, the network's running, I can go about my business and help my business grow because Comcast is reliable and doing that for us on that end.
Beyond work and life, there is the moment. Beyond treatment, there is care.
Say hi to Grandma and Grandpa.
Comcast Business is helping businesses go beyond the expected to do the extraordinary. Take your business beyond.
Comcast has built the nation's largest gig speed network, and now they're going what they call beyond fast. Business leaders and owners today, they know that they have a choice for how they operate and where they operate, and the capabilities of the technology platform they choose can help them deliver not only business success, but also personal and professional freedom. The audio that we just heard in that Comcast Business promotional video, it reinforces how the Comcast Business team is helping business owners stay connected to their businesses from anywhere, resulting in more time being spent with family, friends, and loved ones. Now, trusted by over 1 million businesses every day, the professionals at Comcast Business are responsible for powering the businesses that are powering our communities. And it's a responsibility that every Comcast Business team member takes seriously. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Bill and Mike of Comcast Business. But first, let's thank a new member of the Philadelphia business community, Ocean First Bank. As the largest community-based financial institution that's headquartered in central New Jersey, Ocean First Bank is poised for continued success as it expands in the greater Philadelphia region. Having completed 5 whole bank acquisitions in less than 4 years, the exciting spirit of innovation is continuing to define the team at Ocean First. With a focus on meeting the needs of middle market clients across northern Delaware and southern New Jersey and southeastern Pennsylvania, Ocean First provides commercial and residential financing solutions along with wealth management and deposit services and so much more. Check out all that the team at Ocean First Bank has to offer by visiting oceanfirst.com. Now let's get back to our conversation with Bill and Mike. So, Bill,
it would be helpful to hear, I guess, what I would call some of the nuts and bolts. You know, how large of an organization is Comcast Business and the team you have that's servicing customers across the country? And that we were talking earlier, that percentage, if you will, of reach.
We reach and cover almost 50% of the United States.
Wow.
And when you really look at what you have, as I mentioned earlier, that's fiber, perhaps right to the location or certainly deep in the backbone, and then the coax right into the location that offer incredible speeds. You know, with that, you know, we have a gigabit of speed to every location that we cover across the U.S. The footprint is very, very important. And that really just allows us to go in and cover that. We have about 10,000 employees inside the Comcast family that really focus and work with business customers.
Right.
Sales, engineering, service delivery, service operations, the technicians, about 10,000 folks.
Just in Comcast Business proper?
Yes, just in Comcast Business.
Wow, that's big.
We add a new customer about every 16 seconds.
Wow.
And that's because, you know, we have the services, as Mike just articulated, really serve their need. And a lot of these small businesses, they're not even sure really of their needs. They don't really appreciate all that's around them and what it takes to break through, and therefore how we can help unlock that growth for them.
So not only is Comcast Business helping other businesses to grow, you're actually investing in your own growth. And Mike, I was hoping you could share with us a little bit more about some of that investment that's happening in the Freedom region here in Greater Philadelphia.
Absolutely. You know, and so we've been since 2006, as we talked about earlier, growing at double-digit growth year over year. So we only do that by getting to more and more customers throughout the region, throughout the country. So making sure our fiber assets are sitting where the customers are and where they have their services. So in the last 3 years, we've spent approximately $43 million to build out our fiber network throughout the city of Philadelphia and South Jersey and other parts of the Freedom region, which extended our reach to about 17,000 customers within this area. So we had this $30 million investment into what we called river to river, from the Schuylkill to the Delaware, making sure that every possible high-rise building, office, hotel, we could get to with our fiber optics and, you know, other services that we provide. So we're investing year over year to find those pockets of the region and across the country where our customers are that we may not be today, but making sure we invest to put the assets in the ground.
And that investment is producing results not just for Comcast, because clearly you guys are growing rapidly and reaching more businesses, but it's also paying off for the businesses that are tapping into the expertise that the Comcast Business team can offer. And I would be curious to learn a little bit more, Mike, about the industry sectors. Are there pockets of industries that you and your team are focused on and that you're seeing a little bit more of a pop compared to some of the other businesses?
Yeah, I mean, as far as Bill said earlier, we're focused on everyone from a small business, from a deli to a pizza shop, to healthcare organizations, all the way up to Fortune, you know, 1,000 clients. So specifically, if you look at in hospitality, that's a big play for us. So in Philadelphia alone, the Four Seasons, we are providing the X1 platform, that same platform that consumers are used to in the in their residential experience, have that when they come as a guest to hotels like the Four Seasons, the Cambria, La Meridian, those type of hotels, have that experience for their end users, and we're seeing great reviews with that.
That's great.
In healthcare, when you look at the importance and, you know, kind of the situation with electronic medical records and radiology images that have to be transferred from one hospital to the next for a doctor that's in surgery, having a reliable network and unlimited bandwidth to provide to them in order for those images to fly across the network. You know, we service a lot of the major healthcare institutions in the city of Philadelphia and surrounding areas, and Spira Health is one of them. They've been a 10-year client of ours, over 100-plus locations, providing all that critical data networking for them, and very pleased with that relationship and many others in the Philadelphia area. The financial industry is another one that we really do well in with Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Mm-hmm. They were one of the first customers to adopt some of our newer technology, a product called SD-WAN, which I won't get into unless you really want to dive deep into it. It's a technology that allows you to have visibility into your network from a smartphone or an iPad or anywhere you are to really get a good gauge on how your network is performing. So giving customers like that to tools to be able to run their business so they're not worried about, hey, is my network up or is, you know, what do I need to do? So maybe limited resources, what have you, but we'll be able to provide those services, and we do it quite well.
So every industry, it's important for them to have reliable service, no doubt, whether you're the corner deli or your financial services institution. But I love the example you gave in healthcare, because it is crucial at times to be able to rely on the access to that data, that information, that connectivity that allows a medical professional to provide that life-saving treatment option.
Absolutely.
And they need that access to that data in order to do it. So that's a really good real-life example that, frankly, we often take for granted until you don't have access to that service and you're like, now what are we going to do?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'd love to dive into not just what you guys are kind of selling, if you will, or the proposition that you're sharing with prospective clients and current clients, but also how you're able to do it today, in part because the investment that the Comcast family, not just Comcast Business, has made in Greater Philadelphia and in the technology of tomorrow that is here today, right here on 18th and Arch Streets. And Bill, I was hoping you could share with us a little bit more, what is happening in that Comcast Technology Center that is also allowing you and your team to maximize your relationships with your clients and prospects?
I mean, to really understand Comcast and appreciate it is one of knowing that the leadership there is always looking out ahead and imagining what's around corners. So the whole Comcast Technology Center, the notion there was, how do we have right here in Philadelphia, this geography of the United States, really that entrepreneurial, you know, startup and capability of R&D that is famous out in Silicon Valley and other places? We know the talent is in this area. It's educated here. It's attracted to here. And that is a vertical Silicon Valley of what's been built there. So first and foremost, there's a culture of development. There's a culture of imagining. There's a culture of being out ahead. And that permeates throughout the company, no matter where you work. Why do we have venture capital of Atairos? Mm-hmm. Comcast Ventures looking at other areas. Because we are having our eyes out and we never want to be comfortable where we are or where we have been. We want to be inspired ourselves and bring that to the marketplace and to be able to help other businesses. That's a real core piece of the DNA.
Right.
It can't be removed. It's just who this company is.
Right.
And then it bleeds into Comcast Business and other places because we are really looking to always be the next.
Right.
You know, really anticipate as best anybody can what will unlock, you know, certainly growth for our shareholders, but you do that by winning in the marketplace and serving businesses, in our case, better than anybody else.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the things that your team has that allows you to bring that to life a little bit is the hardware and the software at the Comcast Technology Center, where you can bring clients in and actually show them and demonstrate for them how you can provide these solutions in real time.
Absolutely. I mean, whether you're a bank, or whether you are a restaurant, or whether you are a law office, whether you're a manufacturing company, you name it, there are a lot of things you have in similar for sure, but how it affects you and how you use it is very different.
Right.
So when we host a business in the Comcast Technology Center, and we do several every week, and we really work to help them appreciate how this technology does unlock things or solve something or gets them ahead of something that was on their mind or maybe they didn't even appreciate it should have been on their mind.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So, Mike, what do you want the average person to know when they think about Comcast Business? They're listening to this program. Maybe it's somebody you met at the backyard barbecue. When they're leaving and you've had a chance to engage them, could be a business owner that has 50, 500, 5,000, or 50,000 people. What do you want them to think of? What do you want them to know about Comcast Business?
I think it starts with, hey, Comcast Business understands the challenges and areas that I need to focus on in order to grow my, whether small business, mid-size, large, because they have the products and services to advance what I'm doing. So I would say that walking away with confidence that not only we have state-of-the-art products that can help run their business, but behind the scenes, they have the care organization that when there is a problem, because that's a differentiator, I think, when you talk about whether you're a great provider or just an average provider, is how do you react when there is a challenge? And knowing that we've got great people behind the scenes and we're proving that every day, I want them to know that, hey, when they sign up with Comcast, they've got a good partner.
That's great. Bill?
I would say we want to stimulate their thinking to appreciate all these different tools and capabilities we can bring to them. As they walk away, though, I would hope they're saying to themselves or saying to other colleagues they might work with in whatever, you know, kind of network they're part of, if I'm not talking to Comcast Business, wherever that might go, it'll go. But if I'm not talking to them and having really a positive interaction, I'm missing a bet.
Mm-hmm.
And I owe that to myself and to the success of my business to have that quality interaction. It'll go wherever it's meant to go from there.
Right.
But they should be talking with us, and if not, they are missing a bet.
The only thing more exciting about the continued growth of the Comcast business operation is the tremendous impact they'll have on businesses large and small across the country. And speaking of exciting growth and impact, tune in to other episodes of Growing Greater at radio.com, anywhere you get your podcasts, or at selectgreaterphl.com/podcast. As we wrap this episode of Growing Greater, let's thank the team at the Philadelphia Convention and Visitors Bureau, PHLCVB. They are a true economic engine for the city and all of Greater Philadelphia, creating jobs and fueling the economy by bringing meetings, conventions, and travelers to southeastern Pennsylvania and across the region. PHLCVB, they are the official tourism promotion agency for the City of Philadelphia globally, and they serve as the primary sales and marketing agency for the Pennsylvania Convention Center. The PHLCVB team, they're advocating for Philadelphia and the region's continuous transformation, and they serve as the connector for meeting planners, conference attendees, tour operators, travelers, and their members. Learn more at discoverphl.com. That's discoverphl.com, and join me in thanking PHLCVB for believing in us at Select Greater Philadelphia. Growing Greater is presented by Select Greater Philadelphia, a council of our Chamber of Commerce for Greater Philadelphia. Select is the business attraction organization for Northern Delaware, Southern New Jersey, and Southeastern Pennsylvania, and helps to grow the economic vibrancy of our collective community by attracting new businesses and new jobs to our region. Special thanks to our program producers, Elena Carmazin and Maricela Juarez, along with the great team of marketing and creative services professionals at our chamber. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in anytime and anywhere you get your podcasts or online at selectgreaterphl.com/podcast.